The White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., 20502. December 5th, 2005. Dear Mr. Bush, I'm cleaning house. I'm going on a trip. I do a thorough house cleaning before I go. And I'm staring at the trash can by the desk. When I was a kid, I loved the trash can. I remember in fifth grade, I asked for one for Christmas. My oldest brother, he had a Boston Celtics trash can. I wanted a Pittsburgh Steelers trash can. I knew that I was going to get it. It's a rather large and obvious thing to try and conceal. Man, I couldn't wait to see it on Christmas Day. Look into it. Get my hands on it. I was even anticipating the day after Christmas when I knew I was going to spend some time placing it in just the right spot in the bedroom I shared with my other brother. I had to put it right where everyone could see that I was a Pittsburgh Steeler fan with a Pittsburgh Steeler trash can. It looked great there. I couldn't wait to have some trash to put in it. A year or two before, the United States of America was in the middle of an inflation crisis. And my mother and my father suggested to all of us kids, instead of spending money on gifts and toys for one another, pet rocks and laughing machines, ganip ganop, sorry, don't break the ice, ants in the pants, Monopoly. Why didn't we make one another gifts? I thought this was a pretty neat idea. My brother made for me a sailing ship out of an egg carton, pipe cleaners, straws, and I think toothpicks and popsicle sticks. I don't remember what he made the sails out of. Handy wipes, maybe. But anyway, one afternoon I was laying there on my bed, looking up at the shelf, and I saw it up there on the shelf next to all my models of World War II fighter planes and tanks. And it didn't look right there. In fact, it looked horrible. And I suddenly hated my brother's ship. I got up off the bed. I went to the shelf. I grabbed it off the shelf. I crumpled it in my hands and I threw it in my brand new shiny Christmas Pittsburgh Steelers trash can. Man, I like that can. Held onto it for a long time. My brother, he doesn't care. I never forgave myself. What about you, George? Any irrational acts like that that you regret doing to your brothers and sisters? And that's how we go. Merry Christmas, M.S. Garvey. Thank you.